Joe Parra is like a lot of guys you meet on Skid Row. He's not from L.A.
Where were you prior to coming here?
I was in the South Bay, like Torrance and Carson area. And then it got harder, and I had to stay in Bellflower.
You were just on streets in those cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those cities, Carson, Bellflower, they're about 20, 25 miles from Skid Row. They're also thin on homeless services. Guys like Parra might be able to get a hotel voucher for a couple nights or directions to a local food bank. Oftentimes, though, they'll get steered to Skid Row, and if they're lucky, will eventually qualify for a space in one of its tightly packed supportive housing apartments.
The services and the, you know, all that supportive network behind it wasn't happening in other areas.
Ryan Navales is an outreach coordinator at the Midnight Mission. It dishes out around 3,000 meals a day on Skid Row and runs a temporary shelter.
Homelessness doesn't have any city barriers. And there's 88, I think, different mayors in L.A. County. And there's a real need for the services to be regionalized.
The critical mass of homeless services remains concentrated on Skid Row. And that's left a lot of communities ill-prepared to deal with sudden spikes of homelessness. There can be fierce community resistance to the notion of shelters or expanded services for fear of maybe creating a new Skid Row.
We're throwing bait out right now for people to come in here. We're attracting people.
Steve Aspel is the mayor of Redondo Beach, about 30 minutes west of L.A. The city just formed a homeless task force after a recent county survey recorded a surge in Redondo's homeless population. At a recent city meeting, Aspel echoed a sentiment you hear a lot of, and not just in Redondo Beach.
We're not like trying to boot the homeless out of town, but it's not the city of Redondo Beach's responsibility to take care of the entire South Bay.
This is Charles' room.
Other cities are taking a different approach.
This is the big master bath.
Worlds away from the fetid streets of Skid Row are the leafy, well-manicured avenues of Claremont, an affluent suburb about 45 minutes east. It's also home to a new public-private partnership that aims to house chronically homeless people and get them back into the mainstream.
I've looked into other homeless programs for indigent men.
Looked where?
All around Southern California, basically.
Marty, who asked that we not use his last name, shares this cozy three-bedroom house with a few other men who, like him, were all living on the streets in and around Claremont. He says women and kids usually have priority when it comes to housing and shelter. If you're a single guy, you can fall through the cracks.
You can get food here and there, but shelter only when there's extreme weather. The resources are gone by the time you try to get something. And that's what makes CHAP different, is CHAP is geared toward helping the indigent person alone.
CHAP is the Claremont Homeless Advocacy Program. Volunteers working to get people into stable housing, back to work, into rehab, whatever they need. CHAP runs the program shoulder to shoulder with the city, says Claremont's Director of Human Services, Ann Turner.
The idea of transitional housing, wraparound services, is really a regional issue. Financially, it's a bigger obligation than any one single municipality can commit to on their own. So how do we collectively work together?
Cities like Claremont rely on county funding to sustain whatever services they have available. Earlier this month, LA County supervisors pledged an additional $100 million for long-term housing in cities across the region. That came right after the city of LA declared a homeless state of emergency, a move that enables it to tap alternative resources. All these actions, they've created a long overdue sense of urgency, says Todd Palmquist of the San Gabriel Valley Consortium on Homelessness.
Up until that, there was really not a unified statement saying, here's what we want to do and that it's a priority. And I think that opened the doors to other communities in the area to say, well, it's not a priority for them. Why should we take it as a priority?
Please don't for a second think the committee was saying we have to get rid of these people.
Redondo Beach Police Lieutenant Wayne Windman says it's an attitude that is changing, at least in his city. Windman is part of the city's new homeless task force, taking its first steps, he hopes, to dealing with Redondo's homeless neighbors proactively.
We have to deal with the issue, and housing is the key. You have to get people into housing to get long-term services to get them out of these environments.
The challenge is to provide enough of those services so homeless individuals can get back on track and stay in their own hometowns. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.